afternoon. I want to welcome our listeners to this broadcast of Shooting from the Hip. I'm Jeff Pedro in with Mark Avery, and we're from Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. We're located at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, right across from DP&L. You can visit us on the web at www.sim-trainer.com, or you can give us a call at 937-293-3914. If you'd like to get on the air today, be sure to give us a call at 457-1290. That's 457-1290, and we'll be more than glad to get you on the airways. Be glad to discuss any issues you might be wanting to talk about, whether it's firearm selection, training, issues in the news, whatever the case might be. We'll be more than glad to get you in the queue and get you on the air. A couple things going on at Sim Trainer. Yesterday, Springfield Armory launched its test drive program, and I know I've talked about this before. I think they stole our idea, Mark, with our try it before you buy it.
Might have.
Try it before you buy it program, but they've called their program the test drive program, and that's the way it's set up. What they basically did is provide some incentives for you, the shooting enthusiast, to come to the range and try out some of their new line of XD and XDM pistols. And the program works this way. You just come into the range and you pay $10. That $10 gets you access to an XDM and an XD firearm that we have in stock in our range gun inventory, in addition to 20 rounds of ammunition, 10 rounds for each gun, and a target, ear and eye protection. And you got on the range and you get to give it a shot, literally and figuratively. Try out the ones we have in stock. I'll just let the listeners know right now we have the XD Compact and the XD 4.0, and we also have the XDM Compact, the XDM 3.8, and the brand new, newly released just a few weeks ago, the XDM 5.25 competition pistol. We also have several of those and other models available for sale, but those five that I just listed will be the ones that will be offered in the test drive program. And you come on down to the range, you test fire the gun, pay your $10, and you get a free T-shirt. And it's a great opportunity for people who maybe haven't been to the range to come down and be exposed to the range. Try out the XD line of firearms and the XDM, which is basically their enhanced XDs, and they're tremendous pistols. I have to tell you, I've carried a SIG for over 20 years, and I'm looking real hard at transitioning to one of their XDMs because it's that good of a pistol. I'm now approaching close to 1,000 rounds fired in two of the guns that I have access to, and I'm very impressed with their reliability and with their functional operation. And I think it's something everybody should give an opportunity or try the test drive program, see if you like it, and see if it's something for you. Again, it's $10. Just come down to the range, fill out your waiver form. My staff will go over in a very quick way the functional operation of those guns, talk about some of the particularities of that weapon system, and then you can go out on the range, test fire them. And if you want to test fire a little bit longer, you just pay for the ammo above and beyond the initial 20 rounds. It's not going to be restricted to 20 rounds. If you want to shoot an extra box, you're certainly welcome to do so, but that cost will be on you.
Of course, if we've got folks waiting, we may, you know, have you come back a little bit, you know, let somebody else try it while they're waiting and that sort of thing. The T-shirts are limited only to the first 50. We've got just a limited number of those, so if you want to get one of those, you need to get in fairly soon.
And they're pretty nice T-shirts. They have the Springfield XDM 5.25 competition series logo on the front and then the Springfield logo on the back. It's a black T-shirt, and we have them in sizes ranging from medium to triple extra large. So be sure to get in and take advantage of that particular program. In addition, in September, we're going to be launching rejuvenating our private security training curriculum as a result of increased demand in the region. I know several callers have called into the show, sent us emails, expressed interest, and we're going to, we ran a kind of a pilot requalification program for the private security personnel earlier this month, and we're now going to try to do at least one of those per month in addition to every month or two the 20-hour basic class. So the next scheduled events we'll be running the 20-hour basic, which is already half full, by the way. Just by word of mouth with some of the people that we have contact with, that class will be running September 12th through the 15th. That's September 12th through the 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. each day. That's a Monday through Thursday. And then we will also run the four-hour requalification on the 16th, which will be Friday. So some people who already have their private security firearm certification and they're due for recall anytime soon, they can come down on Friday and just complete the four-hour. The cost for the 20-hour class, again, which will run the 12th through the 15th, is $179. And you also need to purchase about 250 rounds of ammunition, which, depending on the caliber that you'll be shooting, will be anywhere from $75 to $100 to purchase an additional 250 rounds of ammunition to complete the course. The registration fee, again, is $179, and then you'll need to purchase about five boxes or 250 rounds of ammunition. The recall course costs $99. And you'll need about 100 rounds of ammunition, and we require that you purchase ammunition at the range because we use clean fire ammunition, which is a special ammunition that is friendly to our instructor staff, and it's very competitive in price to anything you'd purchase on the market.
Well, if somebody wants to buy clean ammunition somewhere else, that's okay too, is it not?
Yes, yeah. It would be fine.
And so it would need to be either like PMCE range or Win Clean or the Spear Clean Fire, which is that's their CCI Spear, is that's their brand name is Clean Fire, so something like that would work.
Yeah. There are a few options out there that you can utilize, but if you have any questions about that, send us an email or be sure to give us a call.
What are the times for the recall class?
The recall class will be going from 9 to 1.
Okay.
I'm sorry, wait, what was it?
8 to 1.
8 to 1, I'm sorry.
In the morning to 1 p.m.
Yeah. 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And, again, that class is designed for people who already have their certification and they're going to come down and they have to complete a recall every 18 months. So that they can maintain their status to carry a firearm. So that will be starting next month, and I want people to be sure to give some thought to taking advantage to either of those classes. And I was just talking with Dave Williams, who is going to be coordinating that program, that private security training program, with us right before the radio show. Dave's a retired Dayton police officer, and he's been doing this training for several years, and there have been a few other institutions that have been doing it around the Miami Valley, but we've had increased demand, and Dave's going to come on and kind of coordinate that for us, and I'll just let him talk a little bit more detail about that 20-hour in particular.
Dave, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here. The 20-hour private security program is an Ohio Peace Officer Training Commission certified program, and that program is designed specifically for people who want to work as an armed security officer in the state of Ohio. And that is a certification that you must have to work as an armed security officer in the state of Ohio. It's a 20-hour program, and I describe it for people that don't know it as sort of a mini police firearms program. It's not quite as challenging, and of course it's 20 hours as opposed to 60 hours. But it is designed for people that will carry that firearm in that capacity, on a duty belt primarily, and then, you know, out on the street working in some type of patrol capacity, security capacity, and that nature. It is a little more challenging than some of the other programs that are out. You have shots, for instance, that must be made at 50 feet, which is probably the most challenging for most people. There are multiple targets. We shoot from the hip. And so
here you go.
You got to love that. And it is just generally a good program in general. If you have also any type of proprietary security force, I have trained a lot of church security forces. Excuse me. A lot of those church security forces and proprietary, like hospitals and different things, the way the law is set up, proprietary security companies or proprietary security forces may not necessarily be required to go through this training, but we suggest it because then that way you're training to that maximum level, and it is, of course, a training curriculum designed by the Attorney General's office.
Again, some of those entities that will start their own security forces, they're well-intentioned and they're utilizing, as they should, off-duty police officers, retired police officers, concealed holder licensees to kind of formulate a team. But then they basically leave it at that, many of them. And the main advantage to either coming down to the range and letting us customize a program for you or taking a program like this is you're going to get a structured program that's going to have a very structured course of fire, looking at realistic situations you might get involved in. Shooting, here's one thing that I found to be very interesting. I take it for granted because I've done it so often. Some of them that come through the training, whether it's customized or this class, it's the first time they've ever shot alongside someone and had someone else shooting their gun within close proximity. Now, the interesting thing about that is You don't want that to be you don't want the first time that that happens is when you're involved in a real situation. You're startled just by the fact that someone else's gun, or distracted by the fact that somebody else's gun, the good guy, is going off close to you. And that's a very valuable part of it. But in addition, you start to see, not only, as Dave mentioned, you have shooting on the move and multiple target shooting and shooting at longer distance and shooting from the hip in close proximity in a spontaneous assault situation, but the shooting course of fire is designed to replicate real-world scenarios. And when you go to the range, it's one thing to shoot in the stall, and it's certainly great to get that practice in your recreational shooting time. I know last night two of the members of one of the church security teams that we trained here in the Dayton area were down at the range practicing, in between going through a series of classes that we've offered them. So they're kind of reinforcing some of the skills and drills that we have taught them. Other people just go to the range, and it's always good to get time behind your gun, working on the functional operation, working on reload, working on accuracy, working on presenting from a low ready position up to target, and then maybe you have a target that has multiple target options on it. All those are good things, but this kind of takes that whole concept a little step further.
Absolutely.
So if anybody out there is interested, remember, we will be offering the 20-hour basic September 12th through the 15th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. each day. That's Monday through Thursday. And if you're interested in the recall, that'll be Friday, the 16th of September, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And again, we will be offering the recalls on a monthly basis, and depending on interest, and as of right now, it looks like it's pretty substantial, we may also be offering that 20-hour every month also, because it is a very much desirable class. And I can assure you this, when you come down to Sim Trainer, you're going to get a quality education. You're going to get a quality run through the mill. We're going to make sure you're competent and capable with that firearm. So if you ever have to use it in a situation, whether it's in personal safety, self-defense, when you're out on your own or you're on the job, you're going to be ready to do that.
We're going to take a break here in just a minute or so, but to let people know that there will be more information about these programs up on our website under the Private Security Training tab. That is currently the old class, and so the information that's out there now is kind of expired, and we'll update that this weekend and have that available for folks certainly by Monday. And that'll give an opportunity to find out more about the class, a little bit more about what they can expect, what the requirements will be for it. And also then we'll have that class set up on our registration page, so people would be able to pre-register for that class, then fill in their information, come down to the range and make payment and get registered for that class. So that's a great opportunity for folks to get Sim Trainer quality training in now the private security world, which is something that we have done a little bit of, but have not done on a regular basis until this program. And Dave, thanks very much for bringing us that and being part of that program here at Sim Trainer.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
We do have more folks and lots more information that we want to tell people, and when we come back from the break. So we'll take our first break, pay a few bills, and we will be back in just a few minutes. Give us a call at 457-1290 if you'd like to be on the program. 457-1290 is the number here into the studio, and we will take your calls and get you up on the board, get you on the air, and let you ask questions or bring information, share some points about firearms. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO. Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery for Shooting from the Hip. I'm in here with Jeff Pedro and Dave Williams, and we'd like to invite you to give us a call at 457-1290, and we'll get you up on the board. We do have a few callers on the line already, so let's go right out to the phones and talk to Richard in Waynesville, who has a call for us. Richard, welcome to the show.
How are you?
We're doing great. How can we help you?
Well, I was curious. I have a concealed carry, and last week, I believe it was, there was a policeman that was accosted at a bar in Kettering by three people who were supposed karate experts, and I guess they beat him up pretty badly. Now, if I were to come upon this scene and see these guys beating the hell out of this patrolman, and I pulled my weapon and shot one of them, what consequences would there be? Now, I don't normally carry a lot of the time. I look at a pistol as a tool, no more than it's no different than a hammer or a screwdriver or something else. I'm not a big gun advocate, but I do carry from time to time, and I practice with it fairly often.
Well, Richard, let me start off just by clarifying a few points. You bring up a very important and a very good issue. First of all, that incident occurred right at the Kettering-Dayton border, actually at a establishment in the city of Dayton. It was Dayton officers that responded to it, and it was one suspect who actually had his way with three officers because he was an extremely well-trained fighter, and he was very accomplished in his ability, and he actually assaulted up to varying degrees the three officers, and it was the help of an off-duty police officer and one of the bar bouncers that ultimately assisted the officers as a group in gaining control of this violent individual. Now let me address your issue. Remember this. When you took your training, deadly force is justified when you believe your life or someone else's life is in imminent jeopardy. Let's say, for example, they were in the middle of an isolated parking lot and you saw this subject pummeling. He's chest-mounted him. In other words, the officer's laying on his back, and the bad guy's up on his chest, punching the officer in the head, and you come upon that. Now, I don't know about your size, your ability, but let's assume you're a middle-aged man, don't have a whole lot of background in training. You look at this, and you say, wow, that officer's life is in jeopardy. You draw your gun, and you shoot the bad guy. The decision's going to be based on what you believed at that particular time to be the facts and circumstances that ultimately led to you using deadly force. Now, we're lucky here today in the studio. You've got a 25-year veteran police officer that's still working. You've got a 30-year retired police officer, and you've got a 20-plus-year military officer who all have differing experiences and backgrounds to reflect on these kinds of issues. But ultimately, remember, that's going to be your decision at that moment at 2 o'clock in the morning that's ultimately going to be tested in the courts after the fact. And in the example you gave and the fact pattern I just followed up with, I think you'd be very justified in using deadly force.
Well, fact is, I'm 61. I was 5 years active Army, 2 years in Vietnam infantry, and I'm well-trained in all types of weapons.
Well, here's the other thing. The court is going to look at the totality of the circumstances to determine whether your actions were reasonable. And based on the facts as you initially presented them and as I clarified them, I think you would have been totally justified in using deadly force to stop the deadly behavior that you were observing being exhibited by the assailant on the officer or officers that were trying to subdue the individual.
Richard, thanks very much for calling the show. We're on a hard break, so if you'd like to hang on for just a minute, well, we'll be back after this break and for the news at the bottom of the hour. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Well, welcome our listeners back to the show. If anybody would like to get on the show today, be sure to give us a call at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. Just before the break, Richard from Waynesville called, and he brought up a good point about if he just happened to be a concealed holder licensee that was in the area of that violent assault that occurred in a bar up in Dayton last week, and he felt that the officer's life was in jeopardy of the officer was in grave jeopardy. In other words, if somebody didn't act immediately, that he was going to receive serious bodily injury or death. He would have been justified in using deadly force. And that's an issue that comes up frequently, not only with – there have been numerous incidents, Dave, and you know well in over our careers where citizens have come to the aid of law enforcement officers and assisted us in bad situations because many times only one officer gets on the scene. But whether it would be law enforcement situation or you just coming upon a scene of another citizen whose life was in jeopardy, it's a split-second decision they're going to have to make.
For those who are just tuning in to the show after the break, and let's introduce who this other voice is that we have in the studio with us today, Dave Williams. Dave Williams is a retired Dayton police officer and is going to be part of the instructor staff at Sim Trainer now, and welcome to the show. So,
thank you. Yeah, as you were saying, that's absolutely true. We get a lot of times when police officers just frankly need help, and the majority of people out there obviously are good citizens, and they try to do what they can to help us. The one thing that I do want to stress on this, though, any time that you use a firearm, you have to make sure that you have the skill level to use it properly. And that's the thing that I like about what I see down at Sim Trainer. You are really stressing the skill level. The simple fact of the matter is that if you are going to carry any tool, you need to make sure you know how to use it. And Richard, you know, he referred to the gun as a tool, and he's absolutely right. My wife owns a guitar and she knows how to play it. And I bought a guitar, but I don't know how to play it. The same thing's true with a gun. Just because you bought a gun, it does not make you a musician in that sort of sense. You have to make sure that you have the skill level to respond to it. You have to know what your personal limitations are. And then also, like you're saying, the legal ramifications of what your actions are.
Yeah, and especially the way the legal ramifications are. I mean, you know, the consequences are pretty rough if you make a mistake in one of those areas. So it's important to know what the legal requirements are. On the other hand, you don't want to let the legal issues stop you from doing what's absolutely necessary to save your life or the life of another innocent person. And that balancing act is pretty tough. So you do have to be pretty aware of what's going on.
And you bring up a very key point. And I had the pleasure of sitting through the class that you have on the legal update. And I stress that anyone who has not gone through that class, they need to come down through that. Because just like when I teach the police academies, what I tell the recruits, and the major mistake that a young police officer makes is either he or she does not know what his skills or his abilities are and what his legal authority is.
Yeah.
And either they are afraid to act and they get hurt, or they don't know what their full limit is and they exceed that limit. The same thing's true with a person who is carrying a firearm for self-defense. They need to make sure they understand that, and they need to get that training from someone who is certified. And unfortunately, the majority of people that are teaching, and I don't mean to besmirch anyone, but the simple fact of the matter is the majority of people that are teaching concealed carry classes are not certified, and if I understand the law properly, shouldn't even be discussing the use of deadly force in a concealed carry class.
Right.
Let's go back out to the phones and talk to Mark from Vandalia, who's called into the show. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. A couple of very brief, quick questions. Is there a minimum age for getting a concealed carry?
Yes, you need to be 21 years old to get the license to carry concealed handgun in Ohio.
I'm one of those guys. I'm in my 50s and come from generations of hunters and handgun. I got my first weapons and good training for those weapons when I was 12 years old. But I've never had a concealed carry permit. My wife is not a gun lover or enthusiast and doesn't want me to be. And, you know, 36 years of marriage, I've learned to say yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am.
Survival.
But I'm really in a position where I want to, you know, get back into it. And my son is 19, and I think I'm one of those people who believes a little education is bad education. So I've never tried to really train him in weapons because I've been out of it so long. So I'm going to take the CC concealed carry class and get my permit. My question is, I'd like him to go with me. Can he take it? He's 19 and a half. Can he take the class? And would that be good, that certification be good for when he turns 21 or not?
Well, I would really recommend that you wait a little bit longer for a few reasons. One,
okay,
the class, especially the class that we teach, is pretty intense.
Okay.
And although a 19-year-old could probably handle it, yeah, it's really, you know, probably better as you get a little closer. The other thing is that especially the legal portion changes quite a bit. And we've had some major changes that are going into effect on the 30th of next month in September. And there will doubtless be other changes that occur in the next 2 years. So the closer that you take that class to the time that you're going to get your license, really the better it is. The other thing is that when you get your certification, you must apply within 3 years or you have to take the class over again. And if you don't apply within 1 year, then you may have to get recertified before you renew the first time. So
is there a recertification required for renewal on the CC, on the concealed carry permit?
Yes, there is, but not the first renewal, usually.
Okay.
The first renewal, you'll be within 6 years of having taken the course originally, and then your renewal is just based on the fact that you had a course within 6 years ago, and the license, it will be reissued based on the application and paying the fees. The second renewal, you will need to have some sort of recertification, and we don't yet know what that's going to look like because it hasn't really been defined. The legislature hasn't clearly stated what that looks like, and frankly, it's not been required, and it won't be required for a few years yet because nobody will have been in that condition until after the second renewal of those who got their license in 2004.
You said the class is intense. Geez, you got this old guy scared now.
No, okay. Don't be scared. What we're talking about there, especially with your 19-year-old, he would benefit probably from our basic handgun class because that would give him all the basic fundamentals. And you're in a situation where a lot of people are in a very exact same situation. They've got someone in the household who is refraining from committing to allowing other people to go forth and do what you want to do. Yeah. Now, I want you to continue to, in a very productive way, let your wife know that you're doing this for all the right reasons. Now, obviously, sure, there's a potential for recreational opportunities for you and your son and ultimately your wife, but also personal protection is a serious consideration these days. Actually, it's always been a serious consideration, but the world's not getting any better. And you need to take the angle, and we've had so many people come through our classes. We've talked with so many people. People have called and emailed us about this issue, and the bottom line is you're responsible for your personal safety. The police can't help you 24/7, and they're not always at your beck and call. So in that time period when bad things happen, you got to have some means of protecting yourself and your loved ones. And I think that's something people just need to talk about and talk through and look at the realities of it. Right now, in almost any city, I'll just give you an example. In the city of Kettering, at 2:45 in the afternoon, there are probably 6 to 7 police officers on duty covering 18.6 square miles. Yep. Now think about that if something would happen. The police can't be everywhere at all times and be able to take care of all situations, so citizens have to step up and take that responsibility
absolutely
on their own shoulders.
Good advice. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
One of the things that I would recommend is that our First Shots class is a great way to get started. I'm sure you would be above that already, or you'd be beyond that in skill, but you probably would enjoy coming to the class and bringing your son and your wife. This class, now, if obviously she's going to need to be willing to go. We don't have any handcuffs for that. But if you if she'd be willing to come and just find out what it's about, it's a very low-impact course. It's about 3 hours. It's only $25. And if you bring the two of them, you can even come for free. And we'd be able to do that as an introduction to what handguns are all about, the fundamentals of safety, the fundamentals of placing an accurate shot. And then we go out into the range and we shoot about 50 rounds, and it's all with 22. So it's pretty low intensity in terms of, intimidation factor.
Is that information on your website?
It absolutely is.
Okay, I'll do it.
Thanks very much for calling the show. Let's go out and talk to Eric, who's calling from Bellbrook. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate the show, I enjoy it, and I learn a lot from it.
Thank you.
I am a CCW holder, and I have a question, something I've thought about through the years, a term that I don't hear anymore, and that's citizen's arrest.
Okay.
As a citizen, with or without a CCW, what can you describe for me today's
This is one of the topics that our attorney covers in the legal update course, and I would highly recommend that just by the very nature of you asking that question. Citizen's arrest is a very narrow window in Ohio.
Statutorily, with the Ohio Revised Code, authorizes any person, police officer or otherwise, to make an arrest for any felony convicted or committed in their presence. So basically any person has authority to arrest for any felony committed in their presence. Now, when we talk about arrest, you got to use rational decision making, and you have to look at your safety, the safety of other innocent people in the area. And sometimes your involvement is best characterized by getting good information, vehicle description, subject description, direction of travel, things of that nature. Other cases, it is appropriate, and we've had numerous cases, and I know, Dave, you've had several. I've had several in my 25-year career where citizens overpowered people who were breaking into their cars, breaking into their sheds, breaking into their house, got involved in a physical altercation with someone who was trying to flee. They took them to the ground, or they held them. Two or three people held them to the ground. We got there, sorted through all the facts, got witness statements, and ultimately led to the arrest. And we very much appreciate that. But like Mark said, you got to be extremely careful, because there's always that civil liability umbrella that comes up. Dave, you want to comment?
Well, and the key to that is you have to know what a felony is.
Yes. And breaking into a car or breaking into a house is not a felony.
And smoking a marijuana cigarette is not a felony. So there's lots of people who would be offended by the actions of many other people, but their level of behavior would not raise to the level of a felony in the state of Ohio. So you have to be extremely careful.
Go ahead, Dave. Correct me, please.
Well, if I heard you right, breaking into a house, generally speaking, is going to be a felony. Breaking into a car is not. And a lot of this also breaks down to there are two different types of crimes, and I'm not going to sit here and lecture everybody, but it's crimes against property and crimes against persons. And the one thing that I would caution people in is really make sure that you know what you're getting involved in before you get involved. For instance, when I was working on the Dayton Police Department, I'm kind of a big, ugly guy. And when I grow out my hair and grow out my beard, I can pull off the biker approach a little bit. And I worked undercover. And there were times when I had to pull a handgun on someone who was much cleaner cut looking than I was in the process of doing drug investigations. Well, at first glance, I would look like I was the bad guy. And, you know, you just have to be aware of what the situation is. And now, obviously, if someone's dragging someone that you know into a van, different story. But just be aware of the situation before you get involved.
We're going to take our last break for the hour. And when we come back, we'll take your calls at 457-1290. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro with Dave Williams for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio WHIO.
Hi, this is Rachel Parsons, spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, and you're on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio WHIO.
I want to welcome my listeners back to the show. And on the break, we had a caller who asked an off-the-air question. He wanted to know, he was interested in taking classes down at Sim Trainer, and he wanted to know if he had difficulty reading and or writing, if that was going to be okay. I want to let all our listeners know that we make all reasonable accommodations, and we've had several people who have had different issues, and we do everything we can to make the classes accommodating to them, and we will extend that offer to anybody out there and make any reasonable accommodations for anybody who would like to take our training.
Yeah, and in fact, if that means taking a test verbally, we have to give you a test for the concealed handgun class. But we've had at least a couple of times that I've been through that people haven't been able to read well enough to take a test, and that was not a problem. They understood the material. Right. That's all that we really care about.
As we're winding down this hour, I just want to remind our listeners, if you want to take advantage of the Springfield Armory's test drive program, you can come down the range during any of our open hours, and you're going to get, for the price of $10, you're going to get to try two of our XD and XDM pistols, and you'll get 20 rounds of ammunition and a target, ear and eye protection if you need it, and a slot on our range, and a brief overview of how the guns work, and you get to go out and try some of their great line of XD and XDM pistols. So be sure to stop down at the range and take advantage of that.
And thanks very much to Springfield Armory for that.
Absolutely.
That's a great program.
It is a great program. In addition, one thing I didn't mention yet, we're going to start up, due to popular demand, we're going to offer a daytime concealed carry class September 19th through the 21st. That'll go from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the reason for that is we have a number of people who can't make it on weekends. They can't make it on weeknights. And maybe they're retirees, or maybe they work strange afternoon schedules, and the day schedule just works out a little bit better. So we're going to offer that. Again, our first kind of our pilot program in the CCW daytime realm is going to be September 19th through the 21st. That'll be Monday through Wednesday from 9 to 2 for anybody that's interested. If you're interested in that class, be sure to give us a call. We'll be sure to get you. We'll have that up on the website here in the next few days because it is so new, and it's something that just kind of came up and people have expressed the interest. So we'll make sure that you have that option if you so desire. In addition, we're going to be offering the Private Security 20-Hour Basic on September 12th through the 15th. From 9 to 2 p.m., and the 4-hour requalification course on Friday, September 16th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you're interested in any of those classes, give us a call at 937-293-3914. And Mark said that he will work hard to try to get the information on the private security classes up on the website on the private security tab sometime in the next few days. And as far as other scheduling at Sim Trainer goes, we have the next First Shots class will be Saturday, September 3rd. That's Saturday, September 3rd from 9 in the morning to 12 noon. And the next weekend concealed carry class will be September 10th and 11th. That'll be September 10th, which is a Saturday, and the 11th, which is a Sunday. That'll be the weekend concealed carry class. So you have a lot of options coming up, and be sure to either check out the website or visit us on the web and see if we can somehow help you with whatever your interests are. I will also remind you that over the last couple of weeks, we got a couple of guns in our inventory for our test gun. Try it before you buy it. So if you have some guns that you might be interested in, let us know about them.
We need to punch out. We're at the end of the show, so thanks very much for joining us. Thanks, Dave, for being with us today. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.